So the big cloth that I call heel is hanging on the wall. And, well, I've started to finally, you know, I say things and I never do them, but I'm finally going through all the old work here and just, I just want to let it go. And a lot of it is just sitting here, and I guess I could consider it finished, but every time I pick up a piece, I realize that I want to add, you know, and I picked up something from way back, maybe 10 or 11 years ago, if you can believe it. People talk about slow cloth, but I think that probably I could be the queen of that. And this is the from the cloth weaving. The cloth weaving course I called Cloth to Cloth, meaning that existing cloth was going to be repurposed and remade into new cloth. And I did a couple of classes on that, but just the thought this morning when I pinned up the piece that I'm reworking or finishing. I always use a lot of these cloths that are hanging on the wall as backdrops. I use them for design walls because they're easy to pin to. But they're also another layer. And as a design element and part of the process, laying one thing over another has just so many different aspects to it, you know. Sometimes I'm just looking at what I'm working on, but then I also look at them together, and I remember, and when they touch, things happen in my head. And anyway, I put this one there, and, you know, I realized that any of the small pieces, and I did work in sort of consistent size for a while, any of them that are placed on this heel cloth immediately become an extended nine patch, which has become a fairly deep symbol for me because it links both patchwork and weaving for me. And since weaving is probably a big portion of what's in the future in terms of textile work here, you know, the whole thing just became a story, and it's even hard for me to find words or to tell the whole thing to you. But, you know, my point here is just that, you know, I wonder why I continue, and it's like so much work to be blogging and maintaining a website and doing all these things, but really I think I'm doing it because there's work to do for me in my own mind, combining all these different moments and layers and selves, and gosh, it's just so much stuff that I just really want to see it as a story that can be told in some more sensible way, I guess. So, yeah, that's... So anyway, you know, the title of this post, Cloth for Cloth, was just that the bigger cloths or the past cloths, and, you know, one is for the other. It's a way for me to continue a thought, and they're there for each other in a very special kind of way, where I can make peace or compose, as I like to say, compose it into one single entity.